opinion is I think I just imagine the member of parliament for Harare constituency here in Harare where it's all happening. It's the situation is unlike anything that like, I've seen before, that we've seen before. It's calm, that is good, it's peaceful, it's quiet, but it's uncertain, you know, there's anxiety and I think even tension because there's a lot of, you know, but so what is this, what does that really mean? They've said that it's not military takeover. And then what is going to go on? How is it going to end? What are they going to do? What are they really going to do? Almost like a simmering, smoldering, which is burning, but quietly. Expectation for some clarification as to what it is the military is going to do and when and how. And also puzzlement of, you know, we've been seized with a vote registration changes. So what will happen to the election? Because today, Vic is supposed to continue with the phase three of the registration. In my scenario, we suppose came out and it ended on the 13th. And moving to the, and even the people who fully even appetite to register to vote, who get the information late or delayed early, who want to continue to register. So, you know, like there are hands, like when you live, but the good thing is that calm is peaceful. And essentially, and it's not, there's almost like a frozen, almost relief, more or less, not happiness, but expectation of people who want to know what's going to happen next. Because the sense that took this government must go, you know, like the rule of Robert Mugabe, from what I'm people like expecting to hear something definitive that, you know, he has gone, if he has away and that is not going to be president again. That's the talk that I'm hearing in the Constitution say. So, but then what and how and the need for peace and for resolution in the, you know, participation in the process of the citizens and wanting to know what their futures will be like, what Zimbabwe is going to be like next.
What about as parliamentarians? Has anything been said? Because we saw when the statement was said on ZBC, they said for parliament to go ahead as normal. Has anything been said to you as parliamentarians?
Not really, but I myself passed by parliament yesterday. I was going to appear in the Labour Court and the client of mine, and I passed near because it's close by. I saw something I haven't seen before, the coming through Avenue entrance of parliament yesterday in the morning. I was waiting for a hearing at the time. The Dutch public interest was planned shut. And, you know, I think it's also opposite the Defense House. And at the side, the other blocks is the upper building. And so there's iron shacks and so on in tents nearby. And then when I then left the Labour Court, instead of the polling officers that usually occupy the parliament car park that you pass by, it was occupied by soldiers, they were in charge. And I happened to get into members of parliament who were clerks and they were outside. And so, are you not working? What's going on? And they said they had, the army had gotten in there and, you know, like, more or less like vetted them and so on. But clearly, they were not, I wasn't able to tell whether there was still some room, but it was closed and shut down, like, the entrance. So, I had to assume that there was nobody in there. And then I knew, I remember Portfolio Committee on Justice, Legal and Parliamentary Affairs is scheduled to go for public hearing today, actually, on the insolvency bill and the electoral amendment bill. And yesterday, chairperson of the committee announced that the public hearing for bills had been put on hold to further notice. So that's all that I don't know what's happening and what's going to happen. I hope to know.